Shobaspor, that the Malchus HaRosha sent, that they sent the king, they sent other people to try and find out where exactly Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. They went to look in Eged the Baspor. Is Arenu Heichen Moshe Kov, they want to see where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Is Zomdu Lamala, when they went on top, Nidmo Lehem Lamat, it looked as if he was buried on the bottom. I don't know what exactly means it would look like it, but they thought maybe it was buried on the bottom. They went down on the bottom of, the, of this mountain, Lamat, Nidmo Lehem Lamala, it looked like it was on top. So what do? Nechlo kol l'shtei kitas, they divided up these people into half. And half was on top, half was on bottom, trying to find exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Is oisin shamdun l'malo, the ones that were standing on top, nidmo lehem l'mata, it looks as if Moshe was buried on the bottom. Hem l'mata, the ones that were on bottom, nidmo lehem l'malo, it looked as if Moshe Rabbeinu was buried on top. Kitas, I don't know exactly what it means here, but they were trying to find Moshe Rabbeinu's kfura, and they couldn't find it. L'kayim ha'shenema to mekayim, what the pasuk says, v'lo yoda ishes k'furasoi. Nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buried him. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rama, af Moshe Rabbeinu reini yodei heichen kover. Even Moshe Rabbeinu does not know where he was buried. Sechokha says over here, v'lo yoda ishes k'furasoi. Says v'lo yoda ish. The ish did not know. Who does the ish mean? It means even Moshe Rabbeinu. Uksivosma says over there, V'zoi sabrocha sheberach Moshe ish ha'lakim, that Moshe is called the ish ha'lakim. So even Moshe Rabbeinu did not know where he was buried. Yom Rebbe Chama Rebbe Chanina, Mivnei ma nikva Moshe etzel beis por, how come Moshe was buried near beis por? Kedei lechapra al maise por. That he should be there to mechapra if he is forgiven Klal Yisrael by the chet of the Baal por. Yom Rebbe Chama Rebbe Chanina, my disciple was supposed to say, Achra Hashem lekechem telechu. He should go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chiev shele liyodom lahalach achas shechina. Is it possible for a person to go after the shechina? V'aloi kfar nemu, no, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem lekech eish eichlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like fire. So how can we go after fire? Ela lahalach acha midoisa shele HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk means we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, that's the way we should act. Mahu malbish arumin. This way, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. He malbish arumin. He dresses the people that are undressed. He dresses us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the first clothing to Chava and Adam. Is avata ilbish arumin. We should also do gimilas chasadim to give people clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikachel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to visit the sick. The pasuk says that Avram Avinu vayar elav Hashem beelena mamrei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to visit Avram after his mila. Is avata bikachelim, the same way we should also go visit the sick people, do this chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicham avel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Menachem Avol. The Siddur Pasuk says, V'yachrei mois Avram, V'ayivorech alakim es Yitzchot b'noi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bracha, mashmi went to Menachem him. Is avata nicham avel, we should also be Menachem in Avol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyv meisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the kfuras of meisim. The Siddur Vayikbar oisa begai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went to bury Moshe Rabbeinu. Is avata kfar meisim. We should also do this chesed and go to bury meisim. Ksoinis Or, it says what? That the brothers showed Yaakov the Ksoinis Or of Yosef. So Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar, Dover Habo Minor, something that comes from skin. For Chad Omar, Dover Shor Nenemeno, something that the skin has enjoyment from it. Tosh Rav Simloi, Torah Tchilosa Gimil Chosodim, Sefer Gimil Chosodim. Rashi says it means Shot Samahu. It means something that the body has enjoyment from, means was made from wool. The body has more enjoyment from wool. Dorash Reb Simloi, Torah Tchilosa Gemilas Chasodim, the beginning of Torah's Gemilas Chasodim, V'Seifa Gemilas Chasodim, and the end of Torah talks about it. And Rashi said, Tchilosa means Hilbesh Arumen, starts off the Pasha of Adam, V'Chava, Kosh Baruch gave them, dressed them. Yeah. Tchilosa Gemilas Chasodim, Gemara says, V'Siv Yasa Hashem L'Kim L'Yodim L'Yishtuk Tzoynes Or. Tzoynes Or doesn't go back on Yosef. It means Tzoynes Or is going back to Adam and Chava. That Kosh Baruch Hu first gave them the Tzoynes Or, so it's not like this. Was it a leather clothing, or was the clothing made from wool? So it says at the beginning of the Pasha Bereshit, the Kosh Baruch Hu gave clothing to Adam and Chava. The Seifa, the end of the Torah, Gemilas Chasodim Nesiv, Vayikra Reisa the guy, the Kosh Baruch Hu himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where the Torah starts off and ends off with these inyonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with Klal Yisrael. And for this we have to learn that also, that we should also do chesed one with another. Torah Reb Simloi, Mifnei Ma'an Esav Moshe Rabbeinu Likonos Eretz Yisrael. How come Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so much, like he davened 513 tefillahs to go to Eretz Yisrael? How come he davened so much? Well, why? How come he desired it so much? V'chilecho mepir yutzot, that he has to eat from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, or lisboya mituva, to have to be satisfied from the goodness. Hutzorich, Elo, no. Kacham Moshe Rabbeinu, Kacham Moshe. Harbe mitzvahs nesav Yisrael v'yemes kayom im ele b'Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of tayag mitzvahs that we can't do only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Ikonos ani l'Eretz kleshes kaimenu kulam. El Yodi, Moshe wanted to go in, but dafka to be mekayim the mitzvahs there. Is Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu klum atum avakashel l'kabel schar. Is you only want to do the mitzvahs to receive reward? To me, it's considered like you already did the mitzvah. And really, the Mashor is the Kashi here. We know you're not supposed to do mitzvahs on Nasa Kabel Schar. So he wants to learn that's only mitzvahs that you already had a chiyuv to do. But here, Vaisdais Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a chiyuv to do them yet because he wasn't an Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it wasn't the taina that if he wanted to do it on Nasa Kabel Schar. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to him, let you know, Malam Yalecha Kilu Asisim. I consider as if you already did it, that I'll give you the schar. Shinema, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu. Because the Pasuk says, Lochein Achalek Loi, Vorabim, V'yesatzumim, Izichalek Sholot Hachas Asher Hera Lamoves, Narshoi, V'yes Poishim Nimno, V'uchet Rabim Noso, V'la Poishim Yafgiya. So now the Gemara goes to explain this Pasuk. Lochein Achalek Loi Barabim. That I will divide you, give you a portion, a great portion with the rabbin. Yochel kachrein, maybe like the last ones. V'loy kirishen, not like the first ones. Talmud lomer v'yesatzumim, know the great strong ones. Then it says, Yichalik shol, I'll divide up the shol, I'll give you for the dividing. Kavrom yitzchak v'yakov, shematzumim b'toru v'mitzvos, that they are strong in Torah mitzvos. Then it says, tachas because asher hera lomos nafshoi. What does that mean? Shemoser atzmo lamisa, that you are moser nefesh, you gave up your life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, imein mechenin no, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, then wipe out my name from the Torah. V'yes poishim nimno, I should be included like in the poishim in the people that did Averus. Shenimni meseimot midbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was included like in the people that died in the midbar. Moshe also Rabbeinu was made in the midbar. V'uchet rabim nosa, what does that mean? He upheld the chet of the rabbin, shekipra maiso egel, that because Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch was meichel klayis on the chet of egel. Ula poishim yavgiya, shebikesh rachmim al poishim yisrael shiyasu betruva. It means Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalol, that the poishim yisrael, the people that do chatoyim, they should go back and do tshuva. Because we know v'yein tfigiyya ele tfilah. When it says tfigiyya, it means tfilah. Shnemar the Pasuk says, v'yato atispalo v'yado amazer, v'yatiso badam rino tfilah v'yatifka bi. So Lashon tifka bi means don't daven to me. See, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalol for the Poshe Yisrael, that they should be yasu b'tshuva. Alright, hadrin alecho amekane li yishtoi. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah. Yeah, Daf Yud Dal Amud Aleph holding. New Perek. The Mishnah says, Ho Yemei V'yes Minchosa. They used to bring the Saitis Mincha. That means the husband would have to bring the Mincha. And he would bring it B'Torech Kfifa Mitzvahs. He would bring it in a basket that is made out of palm leaves. There is a posh of the basket. Nothing made out of gold or silver. A basket made out of palm leaves. V'noisna Al Yodeho. And then the husband would put this basket on her hands. Why? Kedei liyaga, to make her weary, to make her tired. There is all these things are done in order to make her be moida, that maybe she did the chet. Yeah. Now, kol hamnocha is usually regular mincha when somebody brings a mincha. Tchiloson v'soifon b'klisharis. The beginning and the end was put into a klisharis. And the Gemara explains it doesn't really mean the klisharis at the beginning, because he used to bring the mincha from your house to the Beis HaMikdash. What it means is he used to use it in a silver or a gold keli, something that's fit to be a klisharis. But v'zu over here by a mincha v'saita tchilosa b'kfifa mitzvus. At the beginning, when the husband like brings the flour from his house, he brings it in a basket made out of palm leaves. The Seifer B'Klisharis, at the end though, when it's brought into Beis HaMikdash, there they put it into a silver cup, into a Klisharis. A silver metal cup. Kol HaMnocha is too nice, Shemun Ulevayna. A regular mincha, when you bring, you have to put inside the flour oil. Ulevayna, Levayna, special spices you put on the mincha. Vizu, but the mincha that a Seifer is brought for, Eina Tuna Lo Shemun Ulevayna. We have no oil in it, and we have no levoina, no special spices in her mincha. I'll soon explain why. Kol hamnocha is boyos min hachitin. Usually a mincha is brought from wheat. All the menachas, the son brings the korban, or by the oilas tomid, will be bring a mincha with it, is always made from flour or wheat. Vizu bo min asurim. But over here it's brought from barley. Now there's one other mincha that's also brought from barley, and that's the mincha soimer. The mincha soimer, that's the second day on Pesach, when you bring the mincha soimer, that comes to be matir the chodesh, that's also brought from a barley. But afal pi shebo min asurim, even though this mincha soimer is also brought from barley, avihi hoiso bo gerish. That one came very fine flour. It was like sifted over in 13 different sieves first, to make it into very nice, fine flour. It was just like the regular kemach, just here the mincha soimer was made from barley, not from wheat. But vizu, this mincha that the soiter brings, is the worst of everything, bo kemach. It's brought with the pure flour, not fine. The Rashi says, kemach means hakel murev, kemosh nitchon. The way they grind it up with the pieces, that's the way they bring her flour, her barley flour. And Rabbi Gamliel explains, Kishem Shemai Seha Maise Behema, the same way what she did, her action, was the Maise Behema, to leave her husband and live with another man, if that's what she did, is Ka Korbono Maicha Behema. The same way we make up Mincha also is brought a Maicha Behema. That usually barley is mainly used for animals. Animals eat barley. And that's Bechlau, why we make everything look so not nice. We make her bring it in a kfifas mitzvahs, in a regular portion of the basket, there's no shemen, there's no levainom. It's all because she did bad actions, therefore we want to show it back to her. Mor says, Tanya, Abba Chonin Oimeh Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Kedei Liyaga, what's the reason that the husband, after he has the mincha in the basket, like even in the Beis HaMikdash, they put it on her hands, they make her carry it wherever she has to walk, up and down in the Beis HaMikdash. She has to have the mincha on her hands, carrying it, is kedei liyaga, to get her tired, kedei shetachzabo, in order that she should retract, in other words, tell us the truth, if she really lived with that man or not. Yeah. So from this we learn out, in kocha chosa Torah, aloivre ritzoinoi, if this is the way the Torah has rachmonis like, has pity upon the people that do averis, that we want to do these things in order that she should admit it, is kal v'choymer aloivre ritzoinoi. For sure, Hashem has rachmonis like on the people that do mitzvahs. Like here, the so inyan, we want to make her agree to admit what she did. Kadesh, she shouldn't come to lie, to have to bring her mincha, the mayim amorim. The Torah cares a lot about her to get her to admit it. So for sure, the Torah cares about a tzaddik. And this the Gemara asks, how do you know this? Umimai, how do you know this? Mishum dechosahu, how do you know that the Torah has like rachmonis on her? Dilma ki hechad lo timchok megila. Maybe the reason why we want her to agree is because we know that in Mehamorim we put the megila soiter inside the water, and in the megila we have written down the pashyas of the Torah that talk about soiter, and it has Hashem's name written on it. So really, what we're doing is we're taking Hashem's name that's written on the megila and putting it into water. So we're like erasing Hashem's name. So maybe here we want her to admit that she did this nus in order that we should not have to erase Hashem's name. Maybe that's what we're so worried about over here. Not that we care about her. So Gemara says, no, kesovar, this Rabbah Chonin holds, kesovar, mashke,